The province of New Brunswick is severely underfunding school infrastructure projects, according to information discussed at the latest meeting of the Anglophone East District Education Council, or DEC. The Department of Education has 422 projects on its regular capital list. Those total over $64 million in needed fixes and improvements. But each year, the province has been covering only about $2.2 million, or about 3% of that growing total. This year, Anglophone East has submitted a priority list of 17 projects, totaling $5.4 million. But as Tantramar Family of Schools rep Michelle Fulkins pointed out at last week's DEC meeting, the province may only fund $700,000 to $1 million worth of improvements for Anglophone East, which would see it through only the first two projects on the school district's priority list. And the regular capital projects list is just part of the infrastructure deficit building up in New Brunswick's public education system. There's a separate list for major capital projects, or anything expected to cover over $1 million, such as new schools, midlife upgrades for existing schools, and new additions to schools. This year's major capital list grew to 49 projects, all ranked by the province's QBL scoring system, with a midlife upgrade for Tantramar High and a rationalization of Salem and Marshview schools coming in at number 41 and 42. The Anglophone East DEC just approved submitting another six projects to the province's major capital list, all to accommodate remarkably high growth in enrollment numbers in Moncton and surrounding areas. But the accommodating of growth is delaying long-standing priorities for existing infrastructure, says Michelle Fulkins, with projects like Marshview and Salem dropping down the priority list instead of moving up.
For instance, Marshview and Salem schools back in 2020 was number 11 scored on the list. And the list that was presented to us today had them down to... Was it 41 or 42?
42, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can drastically see what's happening to our current infrastructure. Well, rural, but it's our all of our current infrastructure is taking a back seat to our growth.
Fulkins put forward a motion to ask the education minister to separate needs of existing infrastructure from new projects that are there to accommodate growth.
It's all about if you don't maintain what you currently have, you won't have it. And everybody knows that. So I had asked for a different scenario that does support our current infrastructure within our district. So I don't know if that's asking them to think about a different scoring system for the QBL, if it's putting current infrastructure on an entirely different list, going from number 11 to 42, that's not sustainable.
Fulkins' fellow DEC member Dominic Vautour didn't mince words about what he saw as the problem and the solution to the rapidly growing infrastructure deficit.
Why is the government not funding more projects? We need these projects. Mr. Hogan and Mr. Higgins, if you're listening, we need these projects built now.